All right, so let's close your eyes and put yourself into a state of receptivity, a state of calm and quiet. Putting your attention on your spine. Feel from the tailbone all the way up. A vertical line is your spine. I know it's a bit curvy anatomically speaking in real physical terms, but just imagine it to be a straight line going up from the tailbone all the way up through to the top of the skull and into the spaces. Your spine is now a light beam. It's a beam of light that rises from the base of your spine and it pierces all the chakras, the energy centers, the navel, the heart, the throat, the brain, the third eye, and then it continues on into the space. So this becomes your antenna or your receptor to divine archetypes, beings who have transcended and are guiding masters for us. All those who have gone before are now out of the body and in the spirit realm, and that's how we access them, is through connecting our energy center to and enlivening it and calling upon them, and then they give us a message back. So starting at the base of the spine, the energy to dissolve obstacles resides there. Anxiety, survival anxiety is there also. So we want to call on Ganesha to dissolve away survival anxiety or feeling stuck. Feel a light coming in or warmth. Can be reddish, orangish in color. You can visualize Ganesha, an elephant-headed being. If that resonates with you. Om Gam Ganapataye Namaha. Om Gam Ganapataye Namaha. Om Gam Ganapataye Namaha. Now feel the energy pouring through the legs, spinning, dissolving away any stuck feeling so that you can move forward. Towards a more prosperous and happy life in your everyday activities, in your everyday interactions with others, and on your spiritual path. Now we'll push that light into a very thin tube. It's so thin like a hair-like thickness. And this thin tube of light pierces the navel center, the heart center, the throat, the third eye, the brain, and then continues into the space. This is called your Sushumna. Feel it starting at the base of the spine. Move up into the heart center in the middle of the chest. Move up to the throat. Ma. And up to the third eye, the spot between your two eyebrows. Om. Back down to the base of the spine. Na. Navel. Ma. Heart, she, throat and mouth, ba, brain, and the two eyes, ya. Now, visualize a laser beam of bright white light entering the right eye. Feel it cleaning up the consciousness in the right eye. Harut param jyoti. Harut param jyoti. Tani param karane harut param jyoti. Feel the sounds spinning in your right eye. Harut param jyoti. Harut param jyoti. Tani param karane harut param jyoti. These sounds represent the highest, most compassionate and merciful intelligence, God consciousness, that will guide you to release any negativity in your life, and to attract a better reality moving forward. Harut param jyoti. Harut param jyoti. Tani param karune harut param jyoti. Now the light travels across into the left brain. From the right eye to the left brain, it's beaming. Now the left brain is filled with this light and the sounds. Harut param jyoti. Harut param jyoti. Tani param karane. Harut param jyoti. The left brain represents logical, rational thinking and creates obstacles and blocks miracles. from happening in your life. Light up your left brain with this compassionate light and intelligence. Arut param jyoti. Arut param jyoti. Tani param karune. Arut param jyoti. Feel the whole left brain from front to back and in between light up. Feel the cleansing of the left brain. Feel the empowerment of divine intelligence through the sounds. Arut param jyoti. Arut param jyoti. Tani param karune. Arut param jyoti. Now the light comes from outside and pierces the left eye. Cleanses the left eye, fills it, spins around in it, illuminates it, cleans up the consciousness. Harutparam jyoti. Harutparam jyoti. Tani param karune. Arut param jyoti. The left eye is vibrating with the sounds and the light of infinite compassion, infinite mercy, and God consciousness. Arut param jyoti. Arut param jyoti. Tani param karune. Arut param jyoti. Feel your vision, your internal vision becoming clearer. Arut param jyoti. Arut param jyoti. Tani param karune. Arut param jyoti. Now that beam of light pierces into the right brain, crossing over from the left eye into the right brain. It fills it up. Arut param jyoti. Arut param jyoti. Tani param karune. Arut param jyoti. The right brain represents the ability to be really creative and highly intuitive and receptive. Feel that come alive with the light and the sounds. Harutparam Jyoti. Harutparam Jyoti. Taniparam Karune. Harutparam Jyoti. Now, a light comes from outside of you, pierces the third eye, the spot between your two eyebrows, and goes deep into your brain. Illuminates the midbrain, which is corresponding to the third eye in the subtle body. Receive the most divine, intelligent, merciful, compassionate light through the third eye gateway. Harutparam Jyoti. Harutparam Jyoti. Taniparam Karune. Harutparam Jyoti. Feel a pulling of energy from the spot between your two eyebrows on your forehead, pulling backwards into the middle of your brain, backwards and upwards, filling it with light and the sounds. Harutparam Jyoti. Harutparam Jyoti. Taniparam Karune. Harutparam Jyoti. Feel the pressure in the forehead area or some tingling. May see light, may see colors, may see beings. Harutparam Jyoti. Harutparam Jyoti. Taniparam Karune. Harutparam Jyoti. Now feel the whole brain lit up. Spin the light and the sounds in the whole brain. Harutparam Jyoti. Harutparam Jyoti. Taniparam Karune. Harutparam Jyoti. Feel your body getting lighter. Feeling lighter. Focusing on your brain and the sound of the light spinning. Harutparam Jyoti. Harutparam Jyoti. Taniparam Karune. Harutparam Jyoti. Now, as the brain lights up, the rest of the body illuminates. It's connected to the nervous system, through the nervous system, in the subtle body, firing all the neurons from head to toe, Harutparam Jyoti. Harutparam Jyoti. Tane Param Karane. Harutparam Jyoti. Feel your higher self, your divine self, connecting with all divine realms. Bringing compassion, mercy, God consciousness into your life. And make an internal prayer for that same mercy and compassion to be bestowed on every living being on this earth plane, so that everyone has food, clothing, shelter, medicine, people to support and love them and guide them, as you've been receiving in your own life in time of need. Harutparam Jyoti. Harutparam Jyoti. Tane Param Karane. Harutparam Jyoti. Make an internal prayer to Dr. Pillai for sharing these divine sounds and hymns of Swami Ramalingam, who turned his body into light and gave the blessings, so that at this point in the history of humanity, there will be some souls who will want to do that in this lifetime. And it will also prepare other souls to do it in subsequent lifetimes. Because that is the only way out of suffering at the body, mind, or soul level. So we can live heaven on earth. Om Shanti, Shanti, Shanti. Peace, peace, peace. Peace to the body, peace to the mind, peace to the soul. Peace to the environment, peace to the world. End the meditation, relax, and keep your eyes closed. Bring yourself, your awareness to yourself, to your surroundings.